Chase Elliott, driver of the number 24 Napa Auto Parts Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports. Chase finished third today, moved up a spot in the points to fifth place. Chase, for posterity and our audio file, can you just talk about the race out there and moving up a spot in the points?
Yeah, we had a solid night. I would say it wasn't perfect. It wasn't phenomenal, but it was a well-executed night on pit road and on that last restart, I thought. So that was nice, and came home with a solid top five.
Okay, thank you, Chase. Any questions for Chase up in the press box?
Clear.
Okay. Chase, apologies for no questions.
All right.
Thank you for coming in.
Yep.
Okay, we will continue our post-race press conference for today's Quaker State 400 with the second-place finishing driver, driver number 42, Target Chevrolet for Chip Ganassi Racing. That's Kyle Larson. Still our points leader by one right now. Kyle, it was a really fun race to watch you specifically come through the field twice. Can you talk about that and the ability to for your car to do that and pass all those cars all day long?
Yeah, we had a good car. You know, we weren't able to qualify, didn't pass tech, but knew we'd be all right. You know, I felt like I could roll through three and four good in practice, and I felt like that would be the place to pass. So it turned out to be that way in the race, and cruised to the front the first time, got to the third at the end of that first stage. Sped on pit road, had to go to the back again. A little bit tougher to get through the field that next time. You know, we were on, there was a wreck, I think, when Brad had wrecked in three and four, and I had to lock it down. Came down, had to put scuffs on, and then my balance was just different that run, and that kind of led us all the way to the end of the second stage. Was able to get to sixth, and then had a restart and fell back to, I think, 11th, and then pitted for the end of the second stage and had to restart 14th or so, and maybe worse than that, and had to just slowly pick off cars and got to second, and then finished second. So good race, car was fast. Wish we could have competed with Martin, but he was obviously extremely fast today, so we all have some work to do to keep up with him.
Thank you, Kyle. Okay, we'll open up questions down here in the media center, then we'll go up top. Gary, Nate, Caleb.
Gary Graves, Associated Press. Even before the race, you felt confident that your car could get back into contention despite starting at the back, and that seemed to bear out several times during the race as you kind of overcame adversity. Do you kind of wonder what might have been if you were able to start near the front, or do you feel like you got the effort that you wanted?
I wish I would have not falling back on that restart before the end of the second stage. I lost quite a bit of track position. Had to restart, I think, four or five rows behind Truex and Kyle Busch. So if I could have restarted, a row or two behind them, maybe I could have been aggressive on the restart and made some things happen and to get in front of him and kind of try and set the pace. But just judging off of lap times and stuff, I don't think it would have been easy to hold him off. So Martin was super fast, been, really, really fast all year long. So I think we've been second best to him, but he's in a whole other league right now.
NBC Sports. Kyle, I think this is the third time you guys didn't make a qualifying attempt. I think you were the last car off the inspection grid tonight. NASCAR's talked about maybe reducing tire allotments for multiple inspection failures. Is that something your team is weighing at all, or do you feel like this is just kind of what you guys have to do to be able to have fast cars?
I don't know. I like that Chad and them push the limits and all that. I don't really know how the tech process works, and I don't know what we get in trouble with. I don't really pay attention to that stuff, so. Yeah, I mean, if they took tires away, that'd be a huge penalty. So, I mean, you're going to have to, clean it up a little bit to try and, pass tech earlier than the fourth or fifth time you go through. But, I like the dedication that our team has to try and push the limit. And, I think it shows on the racetrack.
Caleb, no questions? Any questions in the press box?
Lee Spencer, Motorsport.com. Speaking of pushing the limit, that bonsai move you made on Kyle Busch, he called you an asshole. And I mean, I know you're not apologetic for anything, but, you know, are you just going to keep up this style of kind of no holds bar style of racing and kind of let the chips fall where they may?
I don't even know when he called me an asshole, so. Huh? Okay. Yeah, I don't know, Lee, but I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt me.
So for the record, Bill Janitz, Kyle Busch's representative, the asshole was not to Kyle Larson. Caleb.
Caleb Whistler, Speedway Digest. Do you feel like you could have had something for the Toyota camp if you were able to make a qualifying attempt?
It's hard to say. I don't know. It's hard to say. We finished second, so there's only one spot better I could be, and Martin was way faster than the rest of us, so it's hard to say.
Kyle, I'm sure this is something that you don't think about when you're in the middle of it, but can you kind of encapsulate this week? I mean, you win every night when you're on dirt track. You get involved in a quasi-controversy on social media. You come here, you start at the back, you finish second, you have all these problems during the race. I mean, did it seem as tumultuous for you as it looked from us on the outside?
Yeah, I mean, it was a entertaining, a lot of fun I had this week. You went to Pennsylvania, where I haven't ran good in the past and was able to get, three wins out of four nights, which was really, really cool. Something I'm extremely proud of. All the social media stuff. That was kind of a bummer because, I didn't intend for, my comments to get taken that way. But after I had read it and, I understood, the mistake I'd made in wording it, I should have worded it a lot different because I love my fans and there's not very many other people out there that are as personable as me, fan friendly, open to signing autographs as me. So my tweet didn't come across right. So hopefully they forgive me someday. But finishing second here today was good. My three wins, a second, and an 11th. Pretty decent week.
Mark Story, Lexington Herald Leader. Kyle, how was the track? Second repaved, did it race like it did last year? Was it better? I mean, how would you describe the track?
I thought one and two was changing during the race, getting a little bit wider, not quite a second groove wide, but it was open up a half groove or so, and so I started moving up a little bit and finding more speed, and three and four, the entry was changing quite a bit into three, so you could arc your corner to help your exit some, and my car was good, so I had fun. I could see how it was probably frustrating for other people, but I thought the racing was okay. For sure, it was hard to pass at times. There's a couple times I think I caught Clint early in the race, couldn't get by him, and then I was stuck behind Joey and Kevin for a while, but you were able to get by them. So, repaves are just always tough to pass on.
Any more questions from the press box?
Nope.
Down here in the media center? All right, thanks a lot, Kyle. Appreciate it.